This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, it's Brazil 2014. The evening edition will be giving you exclusive access to what's happening on the ground where all the action is. Offside in Brazil. Every Monday and Friday, we'll be crossing over to Brazil, where the Evening Edition's Brazil 2014 correspondent, Sanjeev Palar, he's there reporting on the ground. Sanjeev, tell us where you are. Were you at the stadium for a match today?
I'm in Porto Alegre, Ezra, and yes, I just watched Algeria versus Korea, and I was expecting a few goals, but six goals, that was pretty amazing. I mean, it was so great. The stadium was packed with Korean fans, and then on the other side, all the Algerian fans were there too. So I was surrounded by kind of more Korean fans. And when the Algerians scored, the Koreans just went quiet. And then they drummed their team back up. And, you know, and then the goals started going in on both ends. And you just didn't know which side to look to keep up. It was brilliant.
Be it at the FanFest or en route to these stadiums, I imagine it certainly would be a challenge in managing the logistics of so many people walking and traveling to these different venues.
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, today there were 46,000 people who made their way to the stadium. And one thing that has impressed me in any city that I've been to is Brazil's ability to control the crowd. They're very, very good at it. Today, for instance, you know, the stadium was, the roads were basically closed all the way to the stadium. So you had to walk there. Everybody had to walk there. And it was a good 2 to 3 kilometer walk. But because everybody's walking together, you've got this big street, which is perhaps, I don't know, as big as the, you know, Tumkar Rahman, think about that, or maybe even bigger. And then you've just got masses of people just walking down the street for 2 kilometers all the way to the stadium. They do this really, really well. You get to a point where you have to produce your ticket. And if you don't have a ticket, you can't continue walking. If you have a ticket, you can keep walking. And, you know, it's really built for the person to get to the stadium easily and to get out of the stadium very easily, you know. And everybody's got to walk. You can drive, you know, but you've got to park your car even further away and then join the people who are walking all the way to the stadiums. And to give you an example, you know, today I saw the coach of a big team here in Brazil, the Corinthians. He's the equivalent of maybe Sir Alex Ferguson in Brazil. And this guy was on the street walking next to us all the way to the stadium. And then he had to line up through normal crowd control and get his bags checked before he could make his way to the seat. So, you know, that was a pretty interesting thing to see.
Sanjeev, something that we haven't touched on during your travels, what's accommodation like during this World Cup season?
Oh, Ezra, the fastest way to empty your wallet is to kind of look at how much you paid for accommodation. Prices have basically skyrocketed. Now, I'm traveling for 6 weeks, and when it came to the World Cup cities that I was heading to, I gave up looking at hotels. You know, they were just too expensive. Then I looked at hostels. Now, hostels, I'm used to paying $25 to $30 per night. All the hostels were charging at least $100 for maybe an 8-bedroom or a 12-bedroom dorm. And I thought that was just crazy. It was just way too much money. So then I started looking online and somebody suggested Airbnb. And that's what I've used to try and get my accommodation. So in Cuiaba, I paid about maybe 80, under 100 ringgit a night, but you get what you pay for. So basically, this guy had converted his house into a little hostel for the duration of the World Cup. And in one room, air mattresses were just packed there. So I was staying in a room with six people and we were just all had our little air mattress and we were just staying there. This guy had a little lawn and on the lawn, people could bring tents and he was renting out camping space. So there's a bunch of Mexicans who basically pitched their tent in his garden and they were camping there. So that was the kind of accommodation that I had in Cuiaba. Really, really interesting.
Wow, folks just utilizing every inch available, clearly. We're going to wrap things up. Sanjeev, where are you off to next?
So I'm taking a short break. I'm hopping on a plane and I'm going to go do something different. I'm heading to Machu Picchu to go see what that is all about. And then I'm going to go to Colombia. So the next few days, I'm going to be away from Brazil, away from the World Cup city. But this is South America after all. So I'm going to see how different countries in South America experience the World Cup. And hopefully I'll be able to tell you and share with you some interesting stories.
We look forward to hearing from you then. Safe travels. That was Sanjeev Palar, the Evening Edition's Brazil 2014 correspondent. He'll now be around South America during the World Cup, sharing with us his insights and observations of what's happening on the ground. Check out his latest video postings at facebook.com/thesanjeevpalar. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, which is at Sanjeev Palar. It's Offside in Brazil, right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.